Okay, it's going. So my name is Kaylee. I'm 17. Today is November 20-something.
What?
And I'm speaking with my mother.
Hi.
Her name is Kathleen.
Hello.
We are recording in New York, New York. Okay. So my first question is, what was your relationship with your parents like as a teenager?
Non-communicative.
You gotta give a better... You gotta details.
Details. Who's listening to this?
My English teacher.
It was pretty normal for the 1980s,
mm-hmm.
where my mother stayed home, my father worked. I was basically told what to do and not really explained too much.
Okay. How would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
Awesome. Okay.
You have to come over here. It's not going to be able to hear you. Stop getting distracted.
Can you, like, pause it while I'm thinking or no?
Yeah.
Okay. I would describe myself as outgoing, fun, good sense of humor, type A personality.
Okay. Is there anything that you regret that you wish you could take back, or do you not want to take anything back?
From my teenage years?
From any years.
Probably being too eager to date and grow up too fast. I would have liked to slow that down a little bit if I could.
Oh, that was a good answer.
Thanks.
Can you name a specific moment in your life that shaped who you are today?
Huh. I wouldn't say it's a specific moment. I would say it was more of the way Grandpa always treated me, very respectful, and held me in high regard.
Mhm. That's good. What about Granny?
What did she do that shaped me?
Yeah, if anything.
She gave me a lot of good traits because she's kind, but the one thing that pops into my head is that my lack of patience definitely comes from Granny.
Yeah. Definitely, me too. Is your life the same or different than you imagined when you were younger? And why or why not?
Very different. I thought I would live a similar life to my parents.
Really?
When I was very young.
Yeah.
But
then when you got to, like, what, 20 or 18? Like, when the guy took you?
When I got about 18 or 19, I realized that I wanted much more.
Well, explain the story to this of what happened, of how you got to NYU.
So I was going to a local college in Staten Island, and my friend got me an internship on the floor of the exchange my freshman year summer, and I met up with someone who valued my intelligence, and he wanted more for me and made me take a test to see if I get into NYU, and I did. And then I saw a lot of different opportunities before me that I didn't have.
Who has influenced you the most so far? You kind of answered this before with Grandpa, right? Or is it someone else?
You mean like work-wise or?
And then however you want to interpret the question.
Okay. I would interpret it as that same person that I saw on the floor of the exchange. It's a huge influence in who I am today. Because of his confidence in me, I was able to achieve more than I thought I could.
So I asked about your teen years with your parents, but what about school? Like, tell me your separate experiences from, like, grammar school, high school, and college.
Okay.
And then you can separate, like, junior college and NYU.
I don't really remember, like, the academic side of school when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a parochial school, so they really cared a lot about script and proper handwriting and Jesus. So I don't really remember that. But high school, I know that, like, it came pretty easy to me. I didn't really have to study that hard, but I only got, you know, maybe high 80s, where mm-hmm. I think if I would have actually applied myself, I could have done much better. And then in college, once I got to NYU is when my mind really opened and I really fell in love with the learning side of it.
So what was your major originally?
Economics.
And then you changed it?
Organizational development.
Why?
I saw a better opportunity to find a job in the industry I wanted.
Do you think that was the right decision?
Yes.
So you would do it again if you had the chance?
Yes.
How has being a parent changed you?
Only for the best. Able to see how important the role is and how you are solely responsible for another person. And it makes every decision you make, not just about yourself.
Did you know that you were gonna stop working? Like, was it even a thought in your mind to keep working when you had us?
No, I was pretty sure I was gonna stop working. I wasn't sure if I would always stay home as long as I did. But once I had you guys, then I knew that was the choice that was right for me.
So when did you go back to work? What, when I was like 12?
No, I went back to work like 3 years ago. How old are you?
I'm 17.
14.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. High school.
High school.
Probably,
like, yeah, high school.
When did you think you were going to go back to work?
Probably more like junior year.
Oh, you thought it was going to be later? Okay. But
When, you know, as I got older, when I was younger, I thought maybe when you were like, once you started school, but that wasn't really an option that I liked for myself at the time.
Right. And you didn't need to work at the time, so.
Right.
And then what happened? Dad's secretary got fired, right?
Papa Harvey got sick.
Uh-huh.
So he wasn't able to do a lot of the human resource things.
Okay.
And then Dad's office manager quit.
Ruth,
all at the same time. So I went in temporarily, and then I really saw a role for myself there, so I stayed.
What advice would you give to a new mom?
Be in the moment. It goes too fast.
For me, would you give me any more specific advice? For, like, me personally? Or would you just say the same thing?
Joan, I would hope that I could convey to you not to rush to the next thing. Like, when you guys used to wake up in the morning, I'd always be like, oh, I have to go get breakfast ready. Like, I wish I would have just stayed there and played with you guys at that moment. Instead of just always trying to plan the next thing. So I'd like for you to kind of get that.
Yeah. What is your best memory of me as an infant toddler?
So many.
Like before, prepubescent age.
I guess when you used to come up to me and just really close to my face when you were like 4 or 5 and you just asked me questions with a lisp. And I just remember that. It was so sweet. So cute.
When did I get rid of my lisp?
I don't know. I guess like when your teeth kind of came in maybe more. I don't know.
What was your worst memory of me?
Colic. Acid reflux for the first like 6 months of your life and you just screamed the whole time. It was torture.
Yeah. Not my fault.
Not your fault.
What are your hopes and wishes for me? Don't cry.
I wasn't going to until you said that. I hope that you find a job that makes you happy and you're able to do something in life that you're good at. I hope you find a husband that you love and you're able to have a family, because I know that's important to you. Mm-hmm. And I hope that you live close to me so I can come over. But don't worry, I'll move where you are.
Yeah, that's right. Do you think it's important to pass a religion down to your children? I know that you... Okay, well, explain what happened with me and Shanna.
Right.
And then answer.
Well, in growing up Catholic and then raising you Jewish, I realized that I think it's important to be spiritual, but not necessarily religious.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, what made you decide to raise me and Shanna Jewish instead of Catholic? Or instead of nothing?
When Dad and I were dating, before we decided to get really serious, he made it clear to me that if the kids weren't going to be Jewish, that, you know, we weren't gonna get married. So I had to give it some thought, and I realized that I didn't really matter to me if you were raised Catholic.
So then what made you convert to Judaism?
I just connected with it. I connected with it so much more than my religion. And I felt like if I was going to be the main caregiver, that I couldn't believe one thing and then teach another. So it made sense for me as a mother.
What was your favorite memory of Grandpa?
Singing all the time and dancing with him in the kitchen when I was little.
Bad memory?
Outside of, like, when he passed away?
Mm-hmm.
Bad memory.
Like, of something that he did.
Well, it's kind of a funny memory now, but one time I was being a brat.
Is it the milk story?
And he threw a pillow at me, and I ducked, and he broke Granny's china behind me. And there was, like, hell to pay for that.
What about Papa Harvey?
Best memory?
Yeah.
His hugs. When he hugged you, there was nothing like that. And worst memory? I don't really have it.
Yeah, neither do I. Okay. We're done.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
100. Did you make up those questions?
Some were from a bank, some I made up myself.
What do you mean a bank?
Like there was a bank of questions that you could choose from.
Gotcha.